Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about remembering to do good and the various things that God's Word prompts us and reminds us to remember. As we've talked about already this week, God has continually made provisions to remind us of the things that are important. And through memorials, through feast, through His Word, through His Spirit, He knows our need to be reminded. He knows our forgetfulness. And so as we've been talking and praying this week about things to remember, today we're going to focus in on remembering your victories. It's important to remember what God has done in the past in your own life. And those serve as reminders for what He can do and will do. Hebrews 10, verse 32 says, "Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you stood your ground in a great contest in the face of suffering." As Paul writes here, or the writer of Hebrews at least, there are many that believe it's Paul. It's not known fully who wrote the book of Hebrews. But as the writer conveys to us, we don't have a lot of details on this great contest and the suffering that was taking place specifically, but we do know that writing to the Hebrews, those of Jewish background, there was great suffering that had permeated their entire lives as Christians. The great persecution of the Roman Empire towards Christianity and towards all in Jerusalem, really. But in the midst of that, in the midst of what they were currently going through, the writer says to remember your victories. Remember those times where you persevered, that you won, that you were not defeated. And sometimes I think it's important to remember the victories, whether large or small, whether they looked like what we wanted or whether they didn't. Sometimes the victory is simply, I survived. The victory is, I endured. I outlasted the opposition. As Paul writes, and he says, we may be crushed, but we're not destroyed. We may be a lot of things, but we still belong to Christ. And the ultimate victory that God calls us to remember is the victory of Jesus. It's the victory of being clothed in Christ. It's the victory of eternal life that is ours when we're in Him. You see, the skirmishes that we at least feel like we lose in our daily life here become, well, minor inconveniences compared to the great victory that has been won through the blood of Jesus. And so many times when we go through life and it's not what we expected, when the battles are against us, when the schemes of the enemy seem to constantly be entrapping us, God says, remember that you've won. Not that you will win in the future, but that you have won. The victory has already happened. The cleanup is a little bit messy. But sometimes it's those reminders that the things in our past that we thought we would not overcome have already been overcome. And we remember those victories in the simple things and in the big things, the things that gave us great concern and the things that were minor inconveniences. You see, all of those things remind us that God's desire, His will, His plan in our life is that we not only endure, that we not only persevere, but that we, well, that we become victorious. That His desire, His plan, His molding of our life is that we reign with Him. We don't just slide into heaven. We don't just take a back row seat and hope nobody notices that we got in somehow. But we rejoice with the angels. We rejoice with the saints. We rejoice with all who belong to Christ as full participants in the heavenly realms. You see, God's desire is that the victories that we experience now prepare us and remind us that the greater victory is yet to come. We remember those victories because it helps us look ahead. You see, it's those little things that we've done that remind us that we can do it again. There are times where we encounter things that seem impossible, and then we remember, well, it's been done before. I think I can do it again. I grew up with a fear of heights, and I remember different times in my life where I would be terrified. But my parents would talk me through it, or I would realize I had no other choice but to continue on. I remember one trip we went as a family, and I don't really remember how old I was, maybe 8 or 9. I was young. And we visited the Mammoth Cave in Kentucky, and the tour that we took was a beautiful tour. I love caves, I suppose, because it's generally not associated with heights. It's in the ground. But the tour that we took, by the time we went through everything that we did and saw all that we wanted to see, the way out was through this, as an 8 or 9 year old, seemingly mile high steel opened mesh staircase that went straight up. And it kind of wound its way around, but you could see right through the stair treads. And you could see around you, and you knew that it was getting higher and higher. I was terrified. There is no way I can go up there. The guide continually insisted it was the only way out. And even at that age, my logical mind kept saying, no, it isn't. We didn't come in this way. There has to be another way out because there was another way in. But they prevailed, and I climbed those steps, and I made it out. And it's things like that when I face similar obstacles that I remember, I've done this before. Doesn't mean I have to like it. It doesn't mean it is any easier, but it means it's possible. And remembering the victories isn't about diminishing the battle. It's not about diminishing the fear. It's not about diminishing anything. It's about remembering it's possible. Where the apostle would say that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Sometimes we kind of misuse that and we apply it to things that it really doesn't talk about. And sometimes I've heard people use it to say, I can do whatever I want. But it really focuses in on I can do whatever God wants. Because He's the one that empowers me. And that's part of remembering our victories, is that we remember that God is enough, that He has carried us through the past. He will continue to carry us through. He has given us strength. He will continue to give us strength. He has given us what we need. He will continue to give us what we need. And so today, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your difficulties are. I do know that even if you're in the midst of a battle, even if it feels like you're losing, that you have had victories in the past. And it may take a lot of effort on your part to remember those, but God desires that we remember the victories. As we look at our needs here at Deer Run, we continually tell ourselves, we remind ourselves, we remind one another that God has brought us this far. He has helped us overcome greater obstacles in the past. And we live with confidence that He will prevail again, because He always does. And so we remember the victories, and we continue to experience them. Would you spend some time today praying with me? God, I thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It gives us what we need to overcome the schemes of the enemy. And Father, I confess there are times where we're not so sure, that we're filled with doubt and uncertainty, and we lose sight of the fact that You have brought us through a lot of battles. You have prevailed. You have given us victory over sin and death through the blood of Jesus. And throughout our life, You have brought us to points of victory in our life where we have overcome the temptations of the evil one, where we have set aside the sin that so easily entangles us, where we have shared Jesus when we were afraid, where we have been lifted when we were knocked down. And so, God, today I pray that in the midst of whatever battle we face, in the midst of whatever seems to be coming against us, that You help us remember the victories that we have had. But, Father, not only that You help us remember the victories that we have had, but that we remember the victory that has been won in Christ, that can never be taken away. And so, God, I pray that as we remember these victories, that we share them. Not for our own glory, but to help others know that You love us, that You are in charge, that You care. So God, help us to be those that are able to tell our story and give You the credit for all that You have done, for all that You will do, for all that You are doing. Father, thank You for the victories in my life. Thank You for the victories that You've brought into the life of the church. Thank You for the victory of Jesus. May we continually lift Him up in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.